Hackers could disrupt the nation's air traffic control system, according to a government watchdog report. The head of the FAA says the system is safe. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor with more.
The Government Accountability Office found what it called significant security control weaknesses at the FAA. They include preventing and detecting unauthorized access to computers, authenticating users, and encrypting sensitive data. Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio, one of the lawmakers who requested the GAO report, says he's concerned the system could be vulnerable to a breach by terrorists.
We know there is an enduring interest in terrorist groups in aviation. They've used our aviation system as weapons. One can imagine, they might be interested in hacking the system and perhaps could facilitate a mid-air collision.
FAA Administrator Michael Huerta told DeFazio and other lawmakers on a House Transportation Subcommittee that his agency is already making changes to ensure the air traffic control system is protected from hackers.
First and foremost, the system is safe. GAO acknowledged in their report that the agency has made significant progress in identifying the issues they talked about. And of the many recommendations, many have already been mitigated, and we're working closely with them to continue to focus on them.
More than 46,000 FAA personnel operate the air traffic control system, which handles nearly 3,000 flights in a given moment. The GAO report found the FAA has not fully established an integrated organization-wide approach to managing information security risk. Most of the report's findings are classified. Huerta says the FAA has established a cybersecurity steering committee and that he's very actively focused on the GAO's recommendations. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
¶¶